This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Fears are growing of the Gaza conflict widening to engulf Israel's northern foe of Iran-backed Hezbollah Lebanese militia. VOA's Del Gavlek reports.
Israel's military said it has approved plans for an attack in southern Lebanon. Hezbollah has threatened to carry out a war with no red lines, although it said it would halt attacks if the Gaza war stopped. Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UK, Prince Khalid bin Bandar Al Saud, warned this week that failure to end the Gaza war and the broader Israel-Palestinian conflict would risk serious escalation.
A regional conflict will not remain regional. It will become international very quickly.
Ibish of Washington's Arab Gulf States Institute told the France 24 satellite TV channel,
"The purpose of Hezbollah in the Iranian alliance is to be a deterrent against an Israeli or American assault on the Iranian homeland."
Del Gavlek, VOA News, Amman.
Continuing on with that, when Hezbollah said nowhere in Israel would be safe, they are worried about a war with the power. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Hezbollah has been flexing its muscle, drawing on ever more potent weaponry, while signalling it doesn't want all-out war. Israel has the most powerful army in the Middle East, but Hezbollah has thousands of fighters, many with experience in the Syrian civil war, and an arsenal of tens of thousands of missiles capable of hitting cities all over Israel. It has a large fleet of drones and apparently flew one over the Israeli port city of Haifa this week, underlining the potential threat to key economic infrastructure, including power systems. Israeli officials assess that the end of the main phase of fighting in Gaza is weeks away. This week, the army's Northern Command said it had approved operational plans for an offensive in Lebanon.